Hey guys, today we're going to dip a toe into the conversation of personality types and how that affects us as traders, but digging a little bit deeper with the difference between men and women traders and why we succeed or struggle. I did another DIS assessment this past week. You guys familiar with DIS assessments? Personality tests, basically. DISC, yeah. I do it every couple of years to see how much how I change for worse. I did a DIS assessment, and I also got the question today that where it was a trader, and he's like, "Yeah, I was listening to a live room from 2019." I'm like, "Ooh, dedicated. My gosh." Where you talked about women are better traders than men, and I wanted to know why that is. It wasn't in a mean way. I wanted to know why that is, and blah, 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 blah. And we got into the conversation basically like, well, I'm not saying women are better traders than men. I'm not saying men are better traders than women. Obviously, it depends on the individual trader and blah, 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 blah. But I'm saying typically, in general, women tend to have the tend to be stronger in the personality traits that are better for trading. However, they're lacking in some other ones, and you know, so, and men are strong in other ones and lacking in certain ones. So it doesn't like it's all even, right? You can't just take a group of men and women and be like, oh, if I put them in the same room, women are going to win or men are going to win. But the point I was trying to make is that, especially since women are underrepresented in trading, is that women do have a lot of the normal, a lot of the good traits that are good for trading, but it's also a double-edged sword, right? I'm sure Naomi can tell you all about that. She's a perfect example, not in a negative way, obviously, but a perfect example of kind of the good and the bad. Gabby as well, especially seeing in trading, there's no such thing as perfection, right? You could be right and still be wrong, which is very difficult. The discretion, the subjectivity in the market could be very difficult. But it made me think about the different personality types, right? The zones, D-I-C-S, or D-I-S-C, I guess you want to put in order, and the pros and cons that come with those personality types in trading, and really thinking about, hey, is one dominant personality type or dominant and secondary combo better than the other? I think that's an interesting concept. Real quick, do you guys think there is, if you guys are familiar with the D-I-S-C? Do you guys think there is? Mona's like, I stopped listening after you said women are better than men. Right? If you're not familiar, D is what? Dominance. I is influence. What is S? S is consistency, but it's obviously not. Steadiness. And then C is the tough word I can't say. Conscientious. Conscientious. There you go. I can't say that word. So I thought that's a cool topic. Hopefully it makes the cut. Hopefully I don't forget about it by tomorrow. But I think that's a cool topic to dive into. Naomi says, maybe it's because 9% of people who get into this are men, so it's more likely a bigger amount of them won't be good. Well, again, there's and not to dig too deep into it, but I think one of the main reasons we don't see more women in trading, we're seeing a lot more now, and things are greatly changing in the world. It's going to be wonderful what, you know, when we're dead, what people are, because a lot of the thoughts that, a lot of the personality stuff that women have, they're ingrained with them from previous times. And now this age is kind of the age of like breaking those kind of barriers. I mean, think about it. Like you've got people that are alive. You look at like your grandparents, you got people that are alive when women weren't like allowed to work. Like that's still a thing. Like that's still a thing. Imagine that mindset of that, and it's gonna be amazing years from now. But yeah, I think in general we don't see enough women in the industry, and I think it's because enough women don't believe that they can be in the industry. Same thing with minorities. They don't see enough people that look like them. So, and just to be honest, when you don't see people that look like you, you don't really believe you can do something. I mean, if I'm not a woman, obviously, but if I'm a woman trader, unless I have a very unique personality where I'm kind of like really go-getter it, right? I'm looking at YouTube and I'm seeing men, 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 men. I'm hearing all the old school talk, oh, only men on Wall Street, men, 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 men. I'm like, okay, I'm not supposed to be able to do this. Same thing with like minorities. Like, wait a minute, he doesn't look like me, so maybe I'm not supposed to do this, right? That plays, we may not think it, that plays a major role. We are most highly influenced by people that we can relate to. So when you don't see anyone that you can relate to, it's very hard for you to have belief that you can do something. Extremely hard. Unless you are that rare person and that is willing to break the mold. And the thing with most women and their personality is that most of them don't have kind of that break the mold personality. It's women tend to... And this is science, not my opinion. Women tend to be better at following rules than men. Which is, you can see how that could relate to trading in a very good way, right? That can relate to trading because once you get into trading, you have rules. Guess what? You'll follow it. But it's also bad in breaking through, because if you assume the rules are that, oh, women can't be traders, it's harder for you to be like, F that, I'm doing it anyway. To break those rules. And that's why, that's one of the reasons, and we'll get off this rant a little bit, I promise. That's one of the reasons you see, if you have two people applying for a job, an underqualified man and an underqualified woman going for the same job, typically the man will get it. And there's probably other reasons for that, because people still don't give women enough opportunities. But one of the reasons for that is that let's say the job says you need 5 years of experience in blah, blah, blah. And if both parties, the man and the woman, both of them have 4 years of experience, right? The man is more likely to lie and apply anyway. Where the woman is more likely to say, you know what, I didn't meet the criteria. I'm not even going to apply for it. That's a quote unquote rule following thing. Like, they won't even apply because the criteria said this, and the men are more like, whatever, I'll do it anyway, who cares, right? And then, so same thing if you want to go back to go back to your school days, right? If the teacher asks a question, right? We know in school, the teacher asks a question, the goal is what? The job is you raise your hand and you wait to be called on, right? You wait to be called on. So if a teacher's like, hey, guys, what's 1 + 1? And Naomi's sitting there for hand up. She knows the answer. She's waiting to be called on. She's doing the right thing. She's following the rules. And I just yell out, 2. Right? Guess what happened? I cheated. I broke the rule. But I got the right answer. And the teacher said, good job, Akil. And I got the credit. And Naomi, who was supposed to, she was doing what she was supposed to do. And because she was doing what she was supposed to do, didn't get the credit for it. Now think about that in other aspects of the world. That is a negative trait that works in the favor for men. It works against us in many, many ways as well. That's why our insurance is so much higher than like car insurance, so much higher than women's, because we do dumb stuff and we don't follow rules and we're more risky and we die earlier, right? So, you know, that's the bad part. the bad part is all the other dumb stuff where we die earlier and we're more reckless, right? That's the not so great stuff. But when it comes to getting the job or when it comes to getting the answer right in the classroom, it pays off. Our recklessness pays off for us. So, and this is stuff I only started learning about probably like the last 8 years. It's really cool stuff, because we do a lot of, I do a lot of empowerment specifically for women, and basically taking what we talked about and saying, hey, although this is true, this doesn't define you. Like, you can change it. Like, you don't have to be set in these ways. You can change your neural pathways in your brain. You have control over that. You can create new ones. You can create new habits. You can rewire your brain. It's crazy. Men and women can do this. But you can rewire your brain. But it takes time. It takes consistent, it takes deliberate action. You have to do it first. So it's pretty, it's cool because I'm like, you know, it's awesome. It is really cool stuff. But that's typically what you deal with, yeah. Where it's like, hey, I'm going to look both ways before crossing the street because it's safe. I'm going to recklessly run across the street. And if there's a prize, guess what? I'm going to get it because I recklessly ran across the street. Now, I'm going to get hit by a car plenty of times too for not being safe. But, you know, that's the pro and the con of being a dumb man. And again, you could easily relate that to trading. What I would be interested in this, and this is the last thing we'll say on this, I would be interested to see the failure rates of men and women, like as a percentage. Because I would bet that there's a much higher success rate with women traders than men, but obviously a much lower amount of women that actually get into trading. I would guess there's a much higher success rate because I don't think you guys do the same dumb stuff that we do. You're a lot more calculated. Or maybe a much lower failure rate is the way of saying it. Maybe not much higher success rate because there's also the issue of never kind of getting past that hurdle. But I would guess there's a much lower failure percentage rate. I would be willing to bet money on that. Maybe not a success rate. That's a different story. But just based on the traits, the general norms, I would guess there's a much lower failure rate in women traders than men traders, percentage-wise. I'd be very confident.